There are an estimated 500,000 casual workers in Victoria, and it's estimated this latest lockdown could cost businesses $1.3 billion in revenue. So this discussion is a handy way to gauge the effects of future lockdowns elsewhere. More of a when, not an if scenario, probably, as the national vaccine rollout rolls on. Simon Hartley kicks us off today. He's the general manager of Becco, a restaurant in Melbourne CBD. Simon, thanks for your time so early in the morning for a restaurant owner.
Oh, I've already been to the market, Hillary. Good morning,
Lord. I'm well, thank you. Tell us a bit about how your venue's been affected by this current lockdown.
Apart from the loss of revenue, it's probably a bit like Groundhog Day from the start of the first lockdown we had, where we don't know what's going to go on. So we pivoted back to takeaway, and the produce stores never stopped going, even through when we opened up. So we've got plenty to do, but not a lot to do for a lot of people, if you know what I mean.
And that uncertainty, I mean, it's a fact of life for lots of businesses in some ways, isn't it? But this really takes it to another level. It must be hard.
It's very hard. And I think the CBD has just been decimated by this whole thing. It's going to take a while to get back, I'm sure.
So the fact that you've been to the market already this morning, Simon, sounds optimistic. Tell us what you pivoted to as well.
When we first opened the restaurant in 96, we had a produce store in one of the levels of the restaurant, and in 01 we converted it into a private dining room, but we left the outside furnishings. So when this all started last March, we turned it back into a produce store in about 8 hours and started running, and it was really quite accepted by the locals and the people living in the city, so we kept it going through the open periods, and it's, you know, we sell fresh produce, made meals to heat up at home, and then our takeaway from our kitchen as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Melbourne has the huge Queen Victoria Market quite central,
yes.
But you're saying that people are choosing to support an even more local business in some ways.
We sort of keep our prices keen, and a lot of the customers were scared about going to the Vic Market because of the crowds there. So, you know, some older people that live around the area would come up and they felt safer in the store. And then if they needed something that we didn't specifically have and they wanted me to pick it up, I'd pick it up next time at the market. So, yeah.
We're speaking with Simon Hartley. Sorry, Simon, I misrepresented you earlier as the owner of Becco. You're the general manager, a restaurant and produce store in Melbourne CBD. A lot of casuals lost work very suddenly this time around, Simon. How are your staff going?
Pretty good. We don't have a lot of casuals because I don't particularly like the term. So if people are doing less hours, I tend to put them on permanent part-time. So, you know, they accrue holiday pay, they get sick leave, and I find that better for the staffing member.
So does that mean that your staff are using their holiday pay and sick leave for these 2 weeks?
Yeah, it'll be a combination of both. They're getting some hours and they'll use a bit of their holiday pay if they need to, and if they don't need to, they might just take days in lieu or something like that.
Because there's an argument, I mean, people can see the stresses on business and the fact that you've got no cash coming in, but there's an argument that it's not fair that staff have to use their own sick leave and annual leave to get through this being stood down effectively if they have been. What's your response to that?
Well, unfortunately, like, it depends how long this goes, and without help and a bit of corporate leasing protection as well, like, we still have to pay rent, we still have to pay electricity, and we've probably got 10% of our revenue coming in through the door now. So that those numbers don't work. Now, for us, if you've got a little nest egg, you work out how many weeks you can last for, and then obviously if you can't last anymore, you've got to close. I would say there'll be a lot of people at the end of this week going, well, can we go into next week? So, you know, restaurants aren't banks and they're not high margin revenue earners in the first place, and we've had a really big hit for the last year. So something will give.
Yeah. The Victorian... Yeah, sorry, Simon, go on.
No. I think my personal thing, I think if it goes for 3 weeks, it'll be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
For the restaurant industry in Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, I noticed the federal government's doubled its support payment offering for businesses that are affected by the second week. So it's gone up to $5,000 for small businesses, $7,000 for licensed venues.
The state government.
What would you like to see in terms of support from both state and federal governments going forward?
I think Melbourne's a fairly unique situation. So they're saying they can't isolate Melbourne from the rest of the country, which I believe they can. We would need some help from them in regards to keeping the staff employed. And then I think the state government should reintroduce, even if it's just for a short time, the protection against the landlords for a lot of businesses as well.
Yep, the eviction moratoriums and the rental moratoriums are expired now. Simon, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all.
Simon Hartley, General Manager of Beko, which is a restaurant and produce store slap bang in the middle of Melbourne's CBD. You're listening to Life Matters. There are quite a few exposure sites in regional Victoria too, as well as up the coast of New South Wales, after positive cases travelled through regional Victoria. And the whole state has been locked down for the last week and going into a second week. Restrictions may ease today in regional Victoria if the latest two cases are shown to not be in regional Victoria. We were waiting on an announcement about that. But Damien Serantonio is President of Business and Tourism in Anglesey and owner of the Great Ocean Road Resort. Hi, Damien.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me.
How did you feel when you saw that Anglesey businesses had been listed as exposure sites for one of the positive cases?
Yeah, it was definitely devastating for the town, and definitely, you know, this is our fourth lockdown, but having, I guess, a case in Anglesey has definitely hit home a lot harder, and there has been, I guess, a lot more anxiety around the community, including the workforce in the last 24 hours.
And a lot of people used to love to travel from Melbourne along the Great Ocean Road. How have things been going during the pandemic, but even after the lockdown ended last year?
So Anglesey being along the surf coast, we were fortunate that when restrictions did ease at the end of last year, that we did open up into our peak holiday season, you know, over the summer holidays. So we did have, you know, a good summer, but unfortunately, you know, it was our peak season. So we just kind of, the income we did receive over the summer season just helped cover the losses that many businesses, you know, incurred last year. And, you know, we really needed a good winter to make sure that many businesses remain financially viable. So the latest lockdown is definitely devastating for our region.
Did you have people starting to get the confidence to make bookings again and then having to cancel them over the last few weeks?
Yes, definitely. And we've, you know, on the flip side of that, since the lockdown last week, we've just seen cancellation after cancellation, not only for the lockdown period, but for, you know, the weeks and days after the lockdown. Even though we don't have a date when that's finishing, we're seeing cancellations through to the end of June at the moment, which is, yeah, as I said, devastating.
And Damien, your business relies so heavily on international tourism. Are you seeing a path forward if we're not going to see international borders reopen for another year?
Yeah, so in particular for my business, we relied prior to COVID on the international market, especially in our off-peak season, which is really May to October and midweek. So we really, I guess, pivoted last year, and we looked at, you know, what this period was going to look like in 12 months' time, and we really wanted to focus on the conference and events market, given that that market would attract visitors to the town and our business midweek and also all year round. But, you know, obviously with lockdowns and consumer confidence being hit at the moment, it really just makes it even harder for us to be able to attract conferences and events in the immediate future. And also leisure events, you know, regional Victoria on weekends in the off-peak and winter period rely on major events. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had the Great Ocean Road Marathon, which is in Lawn and Apollo Bay. But I've got two accommodation businesses in Anglesey and we're both booked out. So we need those events in region to help make our tourism and hospitality businesses viable. And although restrictions have eased in region, without Greater Melbourne being able to access us, many businesses are not viable.
And that must be a blow with the long weekend coming up. Technically, the Melbourne lockdown's scheduled to end on the Thursday beforehand, but the state government's already made it clear that Melburnians won't be travelling into the regions. How will that affect you?
Yeah, it's going to be terrible, to be honest, because we rely on the Melbourne market. Yes, some regional people will travel, but I guess Anglesey also has a double blow of that, you know, being tied up in the latest lockdown with a positive COVID case. You know, Anglesey is probably not going to be the first destination for a lot of people to want to come to. But I guess what my message out there is to people who are looking to get away that, you know, all the businesses in Anglesey are doing everything right. We are following, you know, all the cleaning procedures to check in. We're going to be checking IDs. So the Anglesey businesses really need the support of regional Victorians at the moment. And also once Melbourne does open, we can't wait to welcome our Melbourne visitors back.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing to shift that confidence once it's taken a knock. Damien Serantonio is with us. He's he's the president of the Business and Tourism Anglesey and owner of the Great Ocean Road Resort. Damien, tell us a bit about your staff. Have you had to let anyone go?
No, we haven't. You know, we've got 60 staff, and you know, most of them are full time or part time, and we are a small business, and you know, your staff come an extension of your family in many ways, and you know, it's not their fault that we're in lockdown, and they've got families to support and mortgages to pay. So you know, I'm not one to stand them down, because part of you know, building a good business is having a great team, and especially in regional. It is very hard to find good staff, and once you do have a great team, you need to do everything you can to keep them together. So, all the staff are on full pay for the time being, we're just hopeful that, you know, restrictions do ease enough in the near future.
Fingers crossed. Damien, just finally, what kind of support would be best, do you think, for business from the federal and state government? One-off payments or a kind of wage subsidy, a la JobKeeper?
I think, first of all, what I want to make clear is I think I'm a bit concerned about with the state government's announcement yesterday that there will be, it seems, Greater Melbourne will be getting a double up on the grant. And although regional has opened up a little bit, many of our businesses are crippled without Greater Melbourne coming here. So regional businesses should be entitled to any grants that Melburnian businesses are getting access to, whether that's a state or federal grant. And to be honest, businesses are sick of receiving grants from governments. You know, we just want to be able to trade freely. You know, lockdowns are absolutely killers. It doesn't matter what grants we get from federal or state governments, the losses that we incur from lockdowns simply aren't going to be recouped by grants that we've received by the government. And, you know, all we want from our state government is to better manage the situation, stop putting us in lockdown, look at how New South Wales has done it. You know, their state has not been in a total lockdown for this whole time.
You know, yes, indeed. They do have some different case numbers, though, don't they, Damien?
Yes, but look at today, we've only got 3 cases. You know, we need to be able to manage the situation. We've had this virus for 15 months and our state government still cannot manage it like New South Wales has.
There's a lot of discussion about the best way to go forward. Damien, thank you so much for your time today and all the best to the communities and the businesses in Anglesey and the surrounding areas.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Damien Serantonio, President of Business and Tourism Anglesey, owner of the Great Ocean Road Resort and accommodation businesses around there. And let's go back to the suburbs of Melbourne, a very different kind of business right now, but a really lovely one. Bernie Capicchiano is the owner of Bernie's Music Land in Ringwood in the Outer East. Bernie, great to have you with us.
Good morning, Hilary. Great to be with you too.
Tell us a little bit about your business and how it's been going.
Well, our business started in 1977, so it's been going for 44 years. And certainly in 2020 had its most difficult year, and 2021 we were starting to recover, and of course now we've got the uncertainty again. But our business, we are importers, we are distributors, we are retailers, and we are, community activists in the music business.
And you also are involved with some really big events. Tell us how that's been affected.
Ouch. Please don't behind me.
Oh, Bernie, I'm sorry.
Well, yes, we have a number of big events, and we're sort of watching very closely now the next few weekends particularly. One of them includes the Ringwood of Stedford, which has been going 67 years. We've been involved for about 35 years. It's a major promotion and activity for us, having youngsters from 6 years old till oldsters in their 40s, 50s, or whatever it may be. In 2019, we had around 1,000 entrants active, and then we were ready to go for 2020. We had to stop that. This year, we've planned to go ahead again. We've got around 700 entrants, and that's probably about 800 actual performances. And we were to start this Friday night, and unfortunately, we won't. But with the long weekend, we have a very good venue. Maroondah Council are fantastic with venues for us. We have a good venue, and we're hoping that with some open up, we can start the operation for the long weekend.
We're speaking with Bernie Capocchiano, owner of Bernie's Musicland in Ringwood, and just generally about the impact that these lockdowns are having on businesses and staff in Victoria, but more broadly, how it's going to affect people. I don't think we're going to see the end of little short, sharp lockdowns around Australia. Bernie, how are your staff going? Are they casuals or permanent part-time?
Well, we have a mixture, Hilary, and we have with casuals, permanents, and also teaching staff as well as contractors, so we impact quite a number of people. If we can go back last year, we had an amazing amount of stress with music teachers trying, particularly the older ones who couldn't actually, they couldn't work with Zoom and so forth. So that, in fact, one of the ladies got quite stressed and got unwell and had to leave, which was difficult for us last year.
That's sad.
She was a major teacher, yes. The staff, generally, we've tried to work with them, and certainly JobKeeper, Hillary, was marvellous for us last year. We were able to maintain all our staff from through last year. This year's a little bit more difficult, but we've met with our staff last week and said, look, you know, this may go longer. What can we do? We're rostering. Some people said, look, can we do part holidays, part work? And that seems to be working. Doing half days. We're not directly closed because although the front door's closed, the back door, we do a click and collect service. We do also have our shipments coming in. I've got a container arriving next week and one the following week, one from Germany, one from Holland, and I need to prepare for that. I need to have our warehouse staff and so forth. So generally our staff have been able to, you know, they're been able to work with us closely. We are worried, though, if it goes much longer, because from Tuesday the 25th, or 20, whatever it was, everything stopped once restrictions were announced. Our phone stopped, our customers stopped, and we've gone into what I call numb mode.
Yep, and you've got a warehouse full of pianos on the way to it's a bit of a worry.
That's right.
Well, Bernie, we heard just before from Damien Serantonio, he was saying, you know, we don't want more grants, we just want to not be in lockdown, we want to keep trading. If the lockdown's do happen though, what do you think is the best way forward in terms of government support, state or federal? Is it a direct payment to businesses? Is it support for wages through a subsidy? Is it disaster relief type supports for staff? What do you think?
That's a complicated question because you've got different industries have different priorities. Look, certainly the JobKeeper and the grants we got from the state government last year were ideal. They weren't overcomplicated once we got used to applying for them. Perhaps if it does go long term, some type of JobKeeper would also be an encouragement because, you know, particularly small business like us, we have our houses on the line. It's really quite a nerve-wracking program. It's a difficult one because the rent relief, perhaps, or taxation relief, we pay payroll tax, land tax, all of these sort of taxes. Every bit helps. It's still, like Damien said, I think it's still the idea of do we have to have such severe lockdowns? Do we have to have schools closed where our staff, anyone who's got children, has to stay home for school teaching? Is there some way that it could be moderated so that we don't have a what I call a sledgehammer effect and really knocking our business around totally? I'd rather see that than perhaps have to go into more forms, more applications. 5,000 It's nice to have, but look, in you know, that's one day of our costs. It's not it's not 2 weeks of our costs. So I don't have a direct answer. I'm sorry, Hillary, on that, but I'd like to say that really every bit helps.
Well, you've got a thoughtful answer, Bernie, and that's what we're after. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck for the Stedford.
Oh, Thank you too. That should be great. Thank you.
Bernie Capicchiano, owner of Bernie's Music Land in Ringwood. I hope he gets to shift those pianos. You heard earlier too from Damien Serantonio, President of Business and Tourism Anglesey, and Simon Hartley, General Manager of a restaurant called Becco and a produce store in Melbourne's CBD.